This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Please welcome Yuval Noah Harari.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. We want to stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
What we have seen so far is corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We now see mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin.
Embedded in his hand is a microchip that serves as his keys, his ID, and his wallet.
Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood pressure? What is our medical condition?
In a matter of seconds, the chip is inserted. The transformation is complete.
When scanned, all of a person's information about their vaccination status is shown on a reader or phone.
Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are requiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life. Humans are now hackable animals.
You will own nothing, and you will be happy.
I think that fake news have been with us for thousands of years. Just think of the Bible. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination? Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Lape by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Memorial Day transmission. We are live. We are alive and fighting back and waking the world up together. You are the tip of the spear. Every one of you that are activists spreading the word. We're an American band. We're coming to your town. We are taking your phone calls right now. I'm going to take three or four phone calls right now. And then more calls next segment. Then bottom of the hour, I'm going to hit the ADL hitting a brick wall. This is big. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Liz, in the great state, I have Florida envy, folks, with the people waking up there. I mean, I get mobbed all over, and I'm not bragging, but I'm a litmus test, because the average person isn't well-known, so you're not going to know any people are awake. But I go all over the country, rural areas in Washington State or Oregon, rural areas in Northern California you think are liberal, super awake, rural areas in New York, rural areas in you name it. I get attacked in downtown Austin by the left that's taken over. Sure, I'll shake 20 hands to every person that says F you, but it's still a lot more than other places. L.A., most people like me. But, man, Florida, I can't walk through a parking lot without cars stopping, people getting out. I get mobbed. And that is an example of how popular freedom is, and it's exciting. So I do have Florida envy. Liz in Florida, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. First time caller. Never thought I'd be calling in. Been listening to you for a long time, but your guests and everybody called in are so brilliant. I really never thought I would call in, but I've been trying to wake folks up for at least 10 years. Never seemed to have a lot of success. And I was listening to your emergency broadcast the other day. It was short, and you had the head of the WHO and the head of Pfizer on there. And there were short clips. They were only like 30 to 40 seconds long. So I replayed your emergency broadcast on my iPhone, and I video recorded those two clips on my iPhone, and I posted them on my Facebook page and sent them around a couple of places. And it was like I almost broke the internet. People were contacting me and calling me and saying, oh, my God, this is so horrid. What do I need to do to find out more? And I was just, I mean, I couldn't believe the response. It was amazing. And I was just wondering, you all play such wonderful short clips that get people's attention. Is there somewhere I can go to find some of those clips that your staff put on your site every day? Do you have, like, the little short ones? Like,
you know, I was thinking about this morning, talking to Rob Dew or Darren McBreener, one of our great researchers, because there's so many clips we play by themselves, but getting all the Bill Gates clips, there's like an hour of them, and getting all of the Klaus Schwab clips and the Harari clips and the Pfizer clips and the Tedros clips and just putting them back to back to back to back, because when you see it together, it's even worse. World government, world IDs, carbon scores, Tedros admitting the shots are killing children, saying they're going to take control of our bodies, Bill Gates saying he wants to depopulate us. It really is stunning when you look at it all together. So we should create like a hot clips section or a viral video section at Band Out Video and just put those clips up there. A great idea.
Yeah, Alex, I think that would be so stellar. And if you could even break them up so that I could, or that people can just grab like one, because Facebook and those places, you have a limited amount of space, I guess, to upload, maybe 45 seconds to a minute. But people were blown away. They had no idea. And if you just say, go listen to Infowars.com without something like that grabbing their attention. First, once they see that, they're like, how do I find out more? Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, if we could do something like that, I woke up like 20 people in less than an hour. It was amazing.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, you got to have a hook of info to show them, and people are really waking up right now. Thank you, Liz. God bless you. Amazing call. When I say go out and send clips out and send articles out, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And that's what needs to be done. And some of the biggest clips waking people up is myself and our guest 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, predicting exactly what has now happened. But again, we didn't predict it. The people running things told us what they would do. Let's go to the next caller here. Who's been holding the longest now? That would be Zentura in California. Welcome.
Hello. I just want to say it's Ventura. Just a quick...
Well, that's kind of... Zentura is a cool name. They put Zentura up there. So you've been promoted to an even cooler name. All right, Ventura.
Well, quick product plug-in. X2 is great. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is great. The hats are amazing. I got my good old flag hanging up. My hat's hanging up. It's great. I encourage everyone right now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You want to keep InfoWars going afloat, help support them. Help support the small businesses that need your help the most. And I do want to say that the products are great. I want to dive into the shooting here again because it's tremendous. It's horrid. But what's happening in this day and age when the leftist liberals are, you know, trying to take our guns, trying to take our freedom, trying to murder babies, it's horrible. And the American people, folks, listening, you are listening right now, whoever it is, you need to help stand up. Make your own little podcast on the internet like Alex. Put yourself out there saying, hey, defunding police isn't cool. Killing babies in the womb is not cool. It's not cool. Being gay is not cool. I mean, there's all these things. It's like people need to really wake up and realize that we are in threat of the New World Order. Alex has been warning us for years and decades. And you're not waking up. Wake up, America.
Well, you know, the wake up is always slow, but fast once it begins. My issue is this. I don't hate anybody for what they've done sexually or whatever, as long as they're not hurting children or targeting children. And it doesn't mean that as a Christian I can't say, hey, that's a destructive lifestyle, that may not be good. I just want a big tent to have a pro-human future and to recognize what the UN, what the WEF, what Hollywood's pushing is pure death. And I totally agree with what you're saying. And I just hope people realize that it's fine and dandy that we have successfully predicted what happened so far. But we know what the globalists plan to do now that they're operational, and that is absolute collapse of civilization. And so people better understand they don't want the next part of this to come true. And people are in the dark, starving to death, going, man, those conspiracy theorists were really right. We need to stop this now. Thank you, Ventura. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes and come back with Tony and many others that are patiently holding. And then, as I said, I'm going to run through the ADL with the wheels coming off at the bottom of the hour. Then I'll continue with calls after that as well. But What they do is they distract us with the new hype and the new fraud. And they always make money off the new hype, the new fraud. They always get more control off the new push. And then just move on to the next distraction. So it was COVID. And then like a light switch, it was Ukraine. And then like a light switch, it was monkeypox. And then, boom, the next thing, it was Uvalde. Which then distracts from everything else they're doing and the hyperinflation and the running out of the staple products and explosions in energy. And we've got to keep looking at who said they're doing this. Well, the Davos Group and the UN and Biden and his energy secretary, they've all said we're doing this on purpose. We have them. It is a rich, out of control, crazy, transhuman, exterminist death cult. We'll be back with your calls.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Calls, the order they received. Tony in North Carolina. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, man. Hey, Alex, you got me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm out in the middle of the woods. I'm 19 acres, so I have to ask that periodically because my reception goes in and out. I just want to thank you, man. I love you. I've been listening to you ever since Hillary said, there's this guy, Alex Jones. And I just... to the internet search, and I found you, and I've been listening to you ever since. I probably have 20, 30 products on my shelf in my room, several T-shirts, and I ordered your fundraiser shirt today. I can't thank you enough, man. I changed my location. I was a city guy. My wife and I cashed in our retirement. We bought 19 acres in the country. We got three forms of how to power our property, or at least the things that are important, like the water pump to our well, preparation stuff.
Boy, do I envy you. You're in a better position than I am. But let me just say this. I was sitting here before this segment started, and I thought, man, I want to thank the listeners again for keeping us in the fight. They are everything. And I just said, no, you do it too much. It sounds fake because you do it so much. But I just wanted to thank everybody. And I go to your call, and you're thanking me, brother. Don't thank me for trying to live and have a good country in the future. I want to thank you. Beautifully said. And you are the people keeping us in the fight against George Soros and the globalists. So powerful words. What else do you want to add, sir, about the gun control?
Just quickly, I bought my first gun around when I found you. Just because my eyes were open to how serious things are getting. I never thought I would own a gun in my life, and I now have a concealed carry permit. I volunteer for my church security. I'm in a good old-fashioned country church, and it's probably only 100 people or so, but I bet you 25% of us are carrying every Sunday. And my wife was a school teacher. Actually, two more things. My wife was a school teacher. She got out of the public schools, and now she's teaching for a private Christian school, and we got armed security, and I'm on the grounds, too. I'm on the maintenance team. And if something happens, I know several people are going to the fight. We're not standing outside. That's right.
And again, these killers always target big public schools. And so, not attacking public schools in general. There are good people that work there, but public schools at the top are badly run. And the police chief of that public school ordered the stand down, and that's confirmed. That's not debatable. And you can say, well, why did he do that? That's up for speculation, but not that they did it. You're absolutely right. The answer is decentralization, getting out of the big cities if you can, and absolutely getting prepared. Beautifully said. What else you want to say, Tony?
Last thing, Alex. I just want to encourage everyone to not give up on witnessing to people. From my sisters who think, you're just a guy full of hatred and, you're rude, you interrupt people. And I just say, he's just passionate, and I tell my friends, I just don't give up hope. And I tell people at my church, and now people are starting to listen and ask me questions. But I went through a dozen rejections. So out of love, know when to walk away and try another day. But don't give up witnessing to people.
God bless you, brother. Good to hear that you are in the fight. Beautifully said. The answer to evil is more good people getting involved and informed and armed. Let's go to another caller here. Dakota in Louisiana. You're on the air, Dakota. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can.
Great. Well, I'm kind of in the same situation. I'm out on a bunch of land, so I know you don't like the callers calling in with bad signal. So thank you. Look,
your signal is as clear as it gets, brother. Welcome.
Awesome. Look, I was laying in bed last night and thinking, you know, I need to call in and talk to Alex. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. And it's about the spiritual aspect that you speak about so much. I try to listen to you as much as I can, cutting grass or just whatever. And you've really been hitting on the spiritual aspect of things so much lately. And just a quick story. When I was in high school, you know, I was really involved in church and trying to do the right thing and reading the Bible all the time. But something just felt off. And I'll never forget one night, my junior year, I hit my knees and just begged God to just show me the truth. And for all the listeners out there that think it's a game, it's not. Because when you really open that portal up to God, He's going to hit you upside the head. And the truth that came after that, I found your podcast out, you were streaming back in those days, 2009. And it just opened your world up. When you really try to start following God and you're not just consumed by the preachers and the, you know, the little fairy tale church world that a lot of people live in, man, it turns your career, your life.
As soon as you cry to the Holy Spirit, the whole war opens up and God shows you what's happening. And it's the opposite of what's in mainline churches. And I wish more churches were good and some are starting to wake up, but you're absolutely right. What the real Holy Spirit is a completely different thing than what these churches are teaching.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've hit on a lot lately, and I've been sharing some of your Band Up video stuff with some pastor friends of mine. And obviously, you know, a lot of them say, well, you know, if the Lord ordains it, it's going to happen. Well, that's true, but that still doesn't mean that you should just give up your responsibility to wake
up. Yeah, I mean, why did Jesus do what he did? Why did the prophets do what they did? Why did George Washington fight back? God helps those that help themselves. God works through us. And, oh, God ordains we all take a chip. Yeah, we're supposed to fight it and prove who we are. So, these preachers are just trying to expand the number of people. They're not really churches, most of them, and it's disgusting. And if we had a real church in this country, we would not be in this position. But there are a lot of real churches out there, brother.
Yeah, and the real church, if you look back at history, got persecuted, and most of those people died brutal deaths, you know, all the disciples.
Well, they got killed in the Roman Colosseum, and I guess that preacher would say, well, they should have done what Caesar said. Romans 13 is out of context. Jesus said, they said, hey, should we pay taxes? And he goes, yeah, that's Caesar's money. That Caesar coined that. That's his. Yes, give to them. That's their system. But don't be part of the world. Build your own system with God.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Alex, I don't want to keep you, but all these callers calling in, thank you. And I just want to say, look, you know, it's not just Alex Jones. You're seeing Rand Paul and all these guys start to wake up and ring the alarms. You know, this is the spiritual battle. This is the battle that the Bible talks about. And like Alex says, get your families and your hearts right. You know, learn how to can food. Learn how to do things out of your comfort zone because we're here. And the devil moves by stealth, and it's not long. But thank you, Alex. Man, God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. All right, Dakota, amazing call. All right, we got loaded phone lines with Tom and Robert and Jeff and Cameron, everybody else in the order your calls are received. But next segment, I got to go after the ADL and things blowing up in their evil New World Order, race baiting, racist faces. That's coming up. And then final segment of this hour, your calls again. Stay with us.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon and the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms.
Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes were trembling, mammy.
All right.
And you touch the distance.
If you look at everything happening today in America with the fact checkers and the censors and saying that anybody that questions open borders or replacement theory, which is a UN plan, or forced inoculations, or lockdowns, or election fraud, is a white supremacist. And you wonder, where did this all come from? Because it's being duplicated by Biden and by Homeland Security and by so many captured U.S. government agencies. But if you go back to where it came from, it's the ADL. And I can spend an hour on the ADL being founded after a man kidnapped, raped, and then murdered a little girl. And the ADL was founded in 1913. Look it up, to go after anybody that exposed that type of stuff. So it was born out of that. And the ADL in the 90s got caught in California, infiltrating police departments, robbing police files on people. They got caught shaking down movie theater owner chains, saying, if you don't let our people, you know, control this, we're going to sue you for being an anti-Semite. They've lost major lawsuits. And they've gone around and given awards and all sorts of monies to police chiefs around the country, just like Soros does, taking over the district attorneys and the county attorneys, all the rest of it. And Schwarzenegger's been involved with the whole UN project to municipalize cities, is the term, and put them under UN control. So that's what the ADL does. And 2 years ago, they had the ADL summit and had Sacha Baron Cohen up there calling for my arrest. But then they talk about the Azov battalion, actual real Nazis in Ukraine, and they go, oh, well, they're good guys. That's on screen for TV viewers. So something happened last week, of all places. We already knew this. We already talked about it. But the Washington Post did a big report with the FBI's own crime statistics and the statistics the ADL was using to point out that when a white person murders anybody, black, white, doesn't matter, it's counted as a white supremacist attack. And then they don't count black people attacking white people or any other racial attacks as a racial attack. They just lie. And then the FBI picks that up, even though their own numbers don't show that, and says the number one threat is white supremacist. It's the number one cause of death in the United States. That's not true. It's not in the top 100. So here's the Washington Post article if you want to read about it. Opinion: beware the data on American right-wing violence from the ADL. Murder and extremism in the United States. Here's the ADL report. Meanwhile, BLM rails against Biden executive order. Policing is a white supremacist institution rooted in slave patrolling. So any police is racist. They just want to take over the police. Rand Paul comes out and slams Democrat plan to brand police soldiers as white supremacists if they don't adopt the critical race theory, transgender, communist ideology. It's a litmus test. Washington Post, ADL data on right-wing extremist violence is a fraud. Key article by Chris Minahan at Infowars.com with all the documents. Here's one of the reports: demographics, age of gang members. So they basically count any crime by a white person that's violent as a white supremacist attack, even if it's against white people. Fox News, Daryl Brooks, the Facebook post, that's the Kenosha attacker. Remember the car they said attacked, the SUV attack? Called for violence against white people in support of Hitler. There's also this weird leftist support of Hitler and anti-Semitism against Jews in general. All very important reports to understand this. And here's the article I mentioned. ADL defends Ukraine's neo-Nazis. They don't attack Jews or Jewish institutions. Remember, there were Jewish collaborators with Hitler in World War II. The ADL murder report that cried white supremacist, another key report. So what are we going to do about this? Because we have Homeland Security of the Justice Department saying that white people are number one terror threat when the opposite is the case, and that white people have the second lowest crime demographic of anybody in this country. Asians have the lowest. It's simple. The Democratic Party, working for big mega banks and corporations, and with authoritarian regimes around the world, and NBA team owners saying, so what if there's 3 million Muslims in death camps in China? These people know that Americans don't want to be called Nazis. We're the good guys. We beat the Nazis. And so they threaten us, we'll call you a Nazi if you don't agree to our entire political agenda. But the good news is, even the Washington Post is now reporting on this and saying it's just not true, because it's not true. Everybody, how many white supremacist attacks where a white person really went and killed brown people this year? You know about Buffalo. There was actually 6 or 7 other cases. We're talking 20 dead black people. And it's wrong. How many black people got aborted this year? Hundreds of thousands. Millions total. That's why the DHS head was questioned last week or 2 weeks ago and couldn't name one case that he referred to the DOJ for white supremacy or domestic terrorism. In fact, I've got clips here where Democrats are saying it was a white supremacist attack in Uvalde. But it was a devil attack in Uvalde. So you say, okay, the ADL is discredited. Well, they're not discredited being founded to protect a murdering pedophile. They're not discredited breaking into police departments and being convicted of stealing data. They've lost lawsuits for shaking people down like Jesse Jackson does. Do this or I'll say you're racist. We have to stop caring what Hollywood and the corporate media and the Democrats and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center say. The Southern Poverty Law Center's own employees went public against them. They got $1 billion offshore. It's all a giant scam. They're tied into German intelligence. And these are the political bullies out there trying to silence and take our sacred First Amendment and our sacred right to self-defense, the Second Amendment. And so we need to stop being intimidated by the ADL and expose what the ADL is. An anti-American, authoritarian group dividing the American people and lying with fraud, claiming that the number one crime in America isn't millions across the border every month and hundreds of thousands of sex trafficking and thousands dead and the heads being cut off and all of it. And all the other crime and all thousands shot and killed in Chicago every year. None of that is on the radar. It's all, did you look under your table today? Because there's Hitler's hiding under there. And then they're financed by people like George Soros, who bragged on 60 Minutes and on NPR that the best time of his life, it was exhilarating, he said, to work for Hitler and to round Jews up. And the ADL gives Arnold Schwarzenegger, whose dad was a Nazi, awards when Hitler told Rolling Stone he loves Hitler. I mean, it's just sick. So to get the ADL's endorsement, you need to be a Nazi. Or a collaborator. Or a sympathizer. Or somebody that's worked with them. It's disgusting. So we need to get this report out to your local police departments and sheriff departments and other places, because in most cases, in big cities, but also a lot of medium-sized cities and towns, the ADL is there putting on conferences, brainwashing and recruiting your police to be their political enforcers and agents, and it's wrong. So if you want to politically, nonviolently break the back of this, we have to fully discredit the ADL that has these tracking systems that spy on Americans online, that reports back to the government, and that labels any criticism of censorship or tyranny as racist or anti-Semitic. And it's disgusting. There aren't many Jews out there who support the ADL. They are a criminal organization, in my view, that hides behind Jews and tries to paint America as Hitler. No, we're not Hitler. George Soros is the one that supported Hitler. We'll go to break and come right back to your phone calls. Please stay with us.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, and we're an example of the world.
America.
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 The fight for the future's here.
Make God thy gold refine.
Tears. All right, let's go to phone calls right now. Success. The order they receive. Tom in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
We're in the thick of the New World Order now, brother. It's going to get crazier now.
Yeah, it is. I think the one thing that I think gets missed by most people, even those that claim to be, you know, patriots and love America and all this and that, I think the one thing they forget is that most, if not all, of the current state of what you'd call the government, or which is really just a Latin anglicized word called mind control, what they forget is that most of this, if not almost all of it, is color of law. It is perceived authority. And let me give you a prime example of what I mean. Take the IRS. The IRS, on the face of it, has no jurisdiction at all for most people. In fact, if you're an average working man or woman, the IRS has absolutely no jurisdiction at all over you unless, this is the big unless, you sign the contract and you send it in every single year. So that's the thing that people seem to lose in all this. They think that they can
fight
the
IRS. And the same way the FBI got Martha Stewart for lying to the FBI, she hadn't committed a crime, but under penalty of perjury, getting you to be part of it is how they get you in the system. You're right.
Yeah. So like, let me just use myself as an example. Walk in my shoes for a moment, Alex. I have not paid the IRS any single penny for over a decade. Actually, going back to 2007. So it's been like 15 years plus. I haven't paid them a dime. And I got one thing in the mail from them like years ago. And it had a year on it that said, we got no information from you for this year. And there was nothing else on it. Like, that's how color of law it actually is. And once you start to fight them and say no, that is when you actually start to win. But it goes beyond that even, too.
Well, that's a whole other subject, and I hate to even get into this without doing 2 hours on it. But, yes, 1913, we got the Federal Reserve. We got the income tax. We got the 17th Amendment or 16th Amendment to move the senators out from being elected by the legislatures to the federal government to create that permanent imperium. And so, yes, it's unconstitutional. Yes, it's a fraud. Yes, the rich people don't pay it. Yes, they write loopholes for it. So there's different ways to do it. If you want to operate and have companies and businesses and do things, they're going to get you if you don't pay it. Or you can just do the way we do it with JonesTaxRelief.com, powered by the great folks at American Tax Solutions, that give you all the legal, lawful loopholes the elites use to basically pay almost no tax. So that's the thing. If you can be, you know, like a carpenter or a plumber or a business owner that's small and under the radar, more power to you. It's all a fraud. Doesn't go to run the country. And social engineering, you're absolutely right. But a lot of people don't know how to navigate that. So that's why I try to promote the option of using the establishment's own loopholes.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say that you're wrong for doing that, because if somebody's not on that level, they're just simply not on that level. But that's a problem, Alex. That's a problem.
No, I agree, because they're going to use that now for the cashless society, the social credit score, and make you take shots to even have access to get a paycheck. So, yeah, we got to say no with civil disobedience. And the Supreme Court's ruled people not paying income tax being against a war is legitimate. And so there's a lot of things out there that people can do to not play along with this.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, Alex. Here's the other thing. If you're not covering your own assets in terms of food, shelter, even clothing, transportation, if you're not finding ways to find it to come from the earth as the good Lord made it, then you're dependent. And that dependency is, in a way, it is consent.
No, you're right. Everything because they want is dependency to make us unnatural under their control. Great points. Thank you so much, Tom. We talk to you all day long. We got to get to all the callers here. Jeff in California. Jeff, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've spent so much money at the InfoWars store, and I'm thankful for it.
Thank you.
There, my true testimonial are great, and it's, I think, is the reason, one of the biggest reasons why InfoWars is where it is today. I mean, just I could plug so many, but the iodine and the vitamin mineral fusion, I feel, has changed my life, has made me feel more youthful. The products, they're great discounts. I give them away as gifts at a Christmas gathering that I had. Family, I don't see that much. And I gave out the Ultra 12. I don't think it's in stock right now.
It is.
Attack and everything on the manufacturing. But the family, that they were looking at me and they were like, this guy, we don't see him that much, but he looks so much more youthful. He looks so much more vibrant. What is it? And they just really were interested in the products I was giving away since.
There's no doubt that I couldn't do what I do without X2 and things like that. It's just incredible.
Great. Thank you so much, Alex. I know you don't. I will get.
No, no. Thank you, brother. What's on your mind about the next 12 months?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's something the Holy Spirit has just been just itching on my soul to share with the audience? Something that I really feel is coming, and I guess it keyed from a great Leo Zagami interview that I saw, I think, last summer on this program, where he talked about the next decade, the great reset decade from 2020 to 2030. He broke down into three thirds. And the first third was biological, which we've seen with the COVID virus, and we've seen with the shots. So that's a biological attack. And he said the middle third was going to be cyber. And that's when I think, you know, from 4, 5, and 6 decades, the years of this decade, you know, potentially we're going to see those cyber attacks. And then he said the last third of this decade was going to be nuclear. So he broke down the three.
He did say that. Zagami is amazing. Talk about a real insider. We should get him back on to break that down, like maybe a whole hour commercial-free Saturday show this next Saturday, because, boy, he is on fire, and he's been vindicated.
It was a very powerful interview, and I could just feel that this is, he's really trying to, he kind of, I think he knows more than he's letting in.
Well, no, I mean, he's on record. I've been to Rome with him, and he was in the real Illuminati. And he went public against it. All right, thank you so much. God bless you, Jeff. We're going to move quickly to everybody here. Let's go ahead now, and let's go to Robert in Alabama. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First off, I want to thank God for enlightening me to tune into your broadcast. I was first started listening to you from one of the Joe Rogan podcasts, and the day I did that, I realized you were telling the truth, and I've been listening every day since. It's been 2 years.
Well, let's be clear. I try to tell the truth. Sometimes I make mistakes, but yes, we are trying to tell the truth. Big difference from the corporate media that's lying on purpose.
Yeah, well, when you show the documents and everything like that, there's no denying you're telling the truth. And one of the things that, I've been trying to call in for over a year now, and after watching Reset Wars, it made me think of, dude, you have so much knowledge, and I think everyone needs to listen to certain key points you have. And I think if you came out with a show on books that you've read that have shown the things that have happened, the powers that be have been orchestrating what's going on for decades, if not centuries, I think that would be essential for our survival and overcoming this.
That's a really good idea. There's a lot of stuff we need to do. I want to do like Prager University style reports, too, like we used to do, that are just 4 or 5 minutes and just show a particular topic. But yeah, that's a great idea. What do you think with 162 days out from the midterms, the deep state's going to pull, brother?
Oh, I mean, they already cheated one time and stole the election, and what's going to make them stop from doing it this next time? Nothing. Unless we stand up. And really, the only one that can save us is Christ.
That's right. Robert, thank you so... Go ahead, sorry.
If we don't act, God won't do anything. That's why he gave us free will, and we need to stand up and show these people who's boss.
That's right. When these mainline preachers say, it's God's will, don't fight evil, they're like devils. They're not like devils. That's the doctrine of devils. We've been given free will to do the right thing, and God is working through us. Amazing point. Thank you, sir. All right, we got a special guest coming up, but I'll also intersperse your calls with that guest. So, everybody holding, whether it's Cameron up first, and then David, and then got two Camerons, and then Robert, Paul, and Ryan. We'll get to all of you. Hour number 3, straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.